Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I am Tonian Fraser, Chief Officer for Marketing at Exim Bank. In studio with me today is the newly appointed President of the Jamaica Exporters Association, the JEA, and CEO of Honeybun, Mrs. Michelle Chung. Mrs. Chung will be talking to us about some of the issues affecting local exporters. Mrs. Chung, talks have been making the rounds again in the media and other fora about the need to establish a single export window in Jamaica for local exporters. Why is it becoming increasingly necessary to establish this window?
Morning, Tonian, and thank you for inviting me to the program. The single window that we speak about and we're hearing a lot of and sometimes aligned with ASICODA is critical for us at this time as Jamaica prepares to be a part of the significant business hub in the world. And as such, we have to modernize our government agencies, customs, shipping, and align it with international and global standards. So ASICODA, which is a system of customs data, will allow us to be part of a world-class standards as it relates to importing and shipping. Now, the idea behind ASICODA is that we will be integrated with various international economies and customs around the world, but also it will be a significant database for us to use to get real-time information on the country's performance on imports and exports.
Please outline for us what are some of the tangible benefits that would be realized should this single export window become a reality.
Well, the first thing that would happen is that it would reduce the amount of work we have to do when we're shipping or importing. Because as opposed to going to different agencies to get different documents stamped and different documents filled out, we'll only have to fill out one document. So we call that a single interface or a single window. And as such, that authority will be responsible for that information getting to all the other agencies as it relates to your shipment. So that will be significant. It will also improve the services that we are provided with when we are shipping because it will be quicker, more efficient. I know that there are a lot of challenges while ASICODA is being launched now, but any change that there is always has some amount of challenge. So we're asking the public to bear with us and to understand that we're on a program for improvement. So with the ASICODA system, there will be international harmonization, which will complement our compliance goals and mutual recognition of secure trading frameworks between countries. And we'll be able to get more timely information, of course.
Clarify for us, Mrs. Chung, what does ASICODA stand for?
Okay, ASICODA stands for an automated system for customs data. It was developed in Geneva several years ago, and it was developed out of a need for governments to have more information on a real-time basis. And it's made the shipping and the customs and the paperwork a lot more efficient.
Given how important this single export window is to your membership, what has or will the JEA be doing to lobby the various agencies of government to make this happen in the near future?
Well, the government has implemented through JAMPRO the Jamaica Export Strategy 2, second phase of the Export Jamaica Strategy, and it entails 35 various organizations who are involved in improving the country's performance as a business hub. And so the JEA is only one of these associations involved, and each association have their different roles to play. So JEA's role is really to complete those items on the strategic plan as it relates to the overall export strategy. And in so doing, we need to communicate to our members what is happening, what to expect, what the benefits are, to hold their hands through the process, and just to continue to dialogue with the other key agencies involved on what we have accomplished. And what we're really doing is aligned with the JEA's new motto, which is let's think bigger together.
Special thanks to our guests today, Mrs. Michelle Chung, President of the Jamaica Exporters Association and CEO of Honeybun. Remember, you can visit our website at www.eximbankja.com for more information on our products and services. You may also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Until next time, I am Tonian Fraser for Exim Bank JA.
Exim Bank JA is a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.
The preceding meeting was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.